Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, welcome to episode 4.5 of the Startup Addict. Today we will be talking about perspective.
Perspective.
I know. I don't even know what that is.
We're all going to see that differently, I guess.
Can't even spell it.
I'm not going to say it.
I think we got a great episode coming up with Brandon from the Warriors. And thinking about him and thinking about, even just talking among ourselves about projects. We're all working on the same project. All, in theory, seeing the same thing, but we realized, you know, we interpret things differently, or, you know, we have, you know, people have a conversation in the office and all of a sudden one person thinks it went great, the other person thinks it was terrible. Yeah. So we obviously, restating the obvious here, that not everyone sees everything the same, but what thinking about Brandon got me thinking about is how perspective applies to opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always thought when I worked at the Padres, it was clear as day that there wasn't much opportunity. Like, the departments were small. Most people had been there a long time. There was a ton of people that wanted the jobs. And so for me, I didn't think there was opportunity. Then I saw a glimmer of maybe there's an opportunity in the PR department. I bombed that interview, so I didn't get the job. So then I left because I thought that was my one chance. That was it. And then it's interesting to contrast that with a guy like Brandon, who, same thing, first job out of college is with the Warriors. And just ends up being there for, I don't know, 16 years. Yeah. And goes from, you know, entry-level sales guy to chief revenue officer.
The situations weren't that different, were they? I mean, like, he had a small team. He said it was like 5 or 6 guys.
Yeah. It was probably similar to the size of the Padres when I started off. And I was in customer service. When I moved to group sales, there was probably... Yeah, 4 or 5 of us.
Do you think if you had a better, if you got that job that you applied for, you would have stayed there?
The PR one?
Well, I would have definitely stayed another year.
Yeah.
And then the question probably would have been, did I enjoy PR? And, you know, the opportunities that came about because of that. But I think that, you know, it's not even like perspective. It's more almost like a warning of like, hey, don't limit yourself by someone else's perspective,
yeah.
Right? Almost feel bad telling people, I worked at the Padres and it was like, it was a slow moving organization, you know, not much opportunity.
Yeah.
And there's probably people there that are like the same time as me thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? It was super fast paced and I've been there for
20 years
and I've created a ton of opportunity for myself.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really the organization. It was how I perceived it and then how I responded to that environment. And then, you know, what I thought, what I could picture myself being there. So, you know, at the same time you think like, man, you start thinking, was that a wasted opportunity? Like, shit, I could, maybe, you know, maybe I could have been had a really fun career with the Padres and, or other teams. And maybe I would have really enjoyed, you know, I always wanted to work in sports and could have done those kind of things. But then you think, probably.
You probably wouldn't have started Zappos. Well, I mean, meaning that, I think we mentioned it in the episode too, where. It's if you're able to take those experiences that are classified as failures by, you know, everyone else because you're not there anymore or you didn't see the opportunity when it was there, then yeah, it is a failure. But if you take it and learn from it and realize that, hey, that led you to AutoWeb, that led you to wanting to start your own thing, bits and pieces of that kind of residually made their way into your consciousness and where you were able to start something bigger.
Yeah, I guess, you know, life really is like a linear path. It's not like you don't get to go back and do over. So you just kind of go down the path you take and you make the choices you make and those lead to other choices and other choices. So it's really hard. It's true. It's really hard to go back and compare like or even do the what ifs because the what ifs, A, it probably wasn't how you remembered it. So the point where you'd be like, oh, I wish I could jump back to this point in time. If you got back there, you'd probably be like, oh, shit, this wasn't how I remembered it because you forgot the flaws or you over-amplified the flaws, whichever way.
Do you think the perspective that people think that startup is like the go-to, like the big, like in the hierarchy of working at a company or working at doing a startup, like startups like the, where everybody wants to be, and that maybe working for a company, people get a bad rap in terms of like...
Probably. I mean, there is like a, you know, you got to be in a small, fast-paced organization. And then small is all relative, right? So some people might look at the Warriors and say like, oh, they got a couple hundred employees. That's a big organization. And some people go, they've got a couple hundred employees. That's a small startup. You know, so it's all, again, it's the perspective. If you work at fucking Google, you're looking at the Warriors like, ah, there's barely anyone there.
Yeah.
And if you work at a, you know, four-person company, 200 seems like a lot. So it's, yeah, it's interesting. It's a really interesting episode coming up. At least for me, it got me thinking a lot about, like, what is a startup and, you know, can a person be a startup? And then whatever environment you're in can be just as exciting. And you know, there's a lot of benefits to kind of being your own startup within a big company. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it just comes down to, you know, trial and error and trying things, and your experiences then alter your perspective. So the same perspective, like when I was, however old I was, 23 working at the Padres, if I went back there when I was 30 or if I went back there when I was 40, I probably would have had a totally different perspective on what the real opportunity was and mm-hmm. how I saw the exact same environment. So I think that's, you know, your perspective changes with your life experiences.
I guess that when people look, when a person looks back and they're like, man, I had a great job. Why did I change it? Or like, God, why was I complaining so much? But then when, I guess when you get older, your perspective changes. And
I think it's like, you know, you date someone, right? You date someone and you break up with them for a reason. And then you can't find anyone else to date. And you start thinking like, why did I break up with that person? That, we had a good thing going. And then it's like, you know, you're just remembering the good parts. There was a reason you guys broke up, right? Yeah. And then... yeah, I had a friend. I remember a friend a long time ago telling me he was dating someone, and he was like, and another friend of ours would was dating this girl, but he was like, I'm not. And he's like, are you gonna keep dating her? He's like, no. Why? I don't really like her. I mean, I like her, but I don't see a big future with her, so yeah. I'm not gonna keep dating her. And then the other guy was like, well, why don't you want someone to like just hang out with and like. Basically, what he was saying was, don't you want someone to hang out with until you find someone better to hang out with, right? I think. And really, what that's saying is, like, it's the same with jobs, right? It's kind of like, there's a lot of people I think get stuck with, I don't really like what I'm doing, but I'm afraid if I do something else, I won't like it any better. Yeah. Or I'm afraid I'll regret leaving my job. Mm-hmm. And I bet you if there's not a whole lot of people, if you actually got to people, I mean, I think it's just, I shouldn't even say that. I think I've read a lot, right? Most people say they don't really regret the things, most people when they get older don't regret the things they did. Mm-hmm. With the time, you're so worried about like doing something you'll regret. And then when you get older, you realize the things you regret are usually the things you didn't do mm-hmm. that you should have done and you talked yourself out of. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, the more we talk this podcast, to me has been really helpful because I realize like you try to separate everything. Like this is work, this is personal life, this is family, this is friends, this is social life. But it all follows kind of the same things, mm-hmm. you know. If you really think about it, so it's interesting how that just you know whether it's regrets or trying things or exploring, it all crosses over amongst all the things. But anyways, I think it's a really good episode with Brandon. Definitely opened. Our eyes, especially for a podcast about startups,
yeah,
that we were going by a really tight definition of what a startup would be, and really, it's more a spirit of how you approach things
and enjoying the process.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out which girl I'm dating right now. If Faded Brands is actually a woman, if this is like someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with, or if I'm just waiting for another woman to show up. I don't know.
It's weird, right? And then, like, on this podcast, I mean, there's three of us. What does that mean? Anyways, on that note, if you're willing to continue listening, we'd really appreciate it. We super thankful for everyone that listens. Please, if you get a chance, subscribe. Tell any friends you think might enjoy listening to us ramble. And if you've got any feedback or ideas or... topics or guests for episodes you'd like to see in the future, we're always happy to hear suggestions. So you can ping us on Instagram at the Startup Addict, on Twitter startup_addict, and also watch us on YouTube or the usual places, iTunes, Google Play, thestartupaddict.com.
Excellent.
All right.
Enjoy episode 5
early next week.
Yes.